make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
It's Nick Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
Guys, if you want to get your ex jealous of what they're missing out on, then somebody who is self-confessedly unhinged on TikTok has a way to do this for you.
Okay.
Okay, so this girl's name is Ali. She broke up with a guy and she thought, how can I make him jealous?
Classic.
She went through a number of options and then decided that the best way to do it was to show him how great her life was.
Right.
How much fun she
what
was having.
What is it saying? The best revenge is living well.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The thing is that...
It's hard to do, but I mean...
Very hard to do, yeah.
The thing is, she wasn't really going out and having great nights and stuff like that, but she wanted him to think that she was.
Oh, it's all about what they think.
Yeah, but she also knew that her friends knew that she wasn't going out and living her best. Ooh. She was just kind of at home with her mum at that stage. So she came up with a solution.
Yep.
On Instagram, you can decide who sees and who doesn't see your stories. So what she would be doing is dressing up in a little black dress, doing her full makeup, taking a photo and pretending she's about to go out. One of the examples was on New Year's, about to head out with the gals. What a great night I'm about
Woo!
To have.
Woo!
The thing was that her friends knew she wasn't going out, but the boyfriend didn't. So she would do it, put it up on her story, and then she would have to deselect individually all of her 800 friends who followed her on Instagram except for the ex-boyfriend. So he would see it and think she was having a great time.
Yeah, it's like this is just normal on her story when really targeted for him.
Yes.
Righto.
She did this a number of times and it even got to the point where she wanted to pretend she was at a nightclub, so she locked herself in her own closet, turned all the lights off, took a selfie video and then did a filter to make it look like there were lights going around her head.
Oh my God.
Played some music in the background from another phone. Again, had to deselect 800 friends individually.
800?
There is no select all option.
And did he come crawling back? Because obviously she's just living her best life and he wants back in. Did she get what she wanted, which was his attention?
He did not.
Oh, okay.
She just
successful.
Well, she even, again, she's the one who used the word. She said this is an unhinged way of getting your ex jealous. She goes, I didn't really expect him to come back and I didn't really want him back. I just wanted to make him jealous.
Wow.
Good.
You got that sound effect again there, Ducker?
That's how you do it.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. A little bit psycho.
She's very psycho.
Oh, yeah.
131060 is our number here at this particular radio station, and we're asking the question on that very number. What did your parents get wrong? Or maybe just somebody in your life. Maybe it was a term. Maybe it was a phrase. Just anything like that that your parents couldn't quite latch onto because Jackie Lambie, a senator, has done just this when talking about, the story isn't really that important, but just for some background, they're talking about two Insta-famous Australian sisters who were comparing their brother, who got arrested for a protest about coal mining, actually here in Newcastle. They were comparing her to Rosa Parks, Nelson Mandela, and Martin Luther King.
Right.
And Jackie Lambie just could not get on board this and said, you know, like, I'm trying to keep up with the youth, essentially. And then she dropped this little term on the world.
I'm trying to infiltrate into the younger generation, mate. I'm even on that Tic Tac thing or whatever it is. What's it called? Whatever it is. I don't get it all, mate.
I don't get it all, mate. You don't have to get it, Jackie. It's fine.
Tic Tac.
All the Tic Tac.
I know. And I love it when parents, like, they get it wrong like Jackie does, but they don't care so much.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, whatever. I don't know what TikTok is.
Yes.
I don't
I'm not putting importance on that thing so much so I'm not going to learn its name.
Yeah.
She's never going to be a Tic Tac star.
No, exactly. I mean? She's trying to infiltrate. She's happy to stand on the periphery and just look in. I'm not going to learn the name of the thing.
Yeah.
It's all logos now anyway. Yeah, forget it. It's fine.
The irony of it is she'll probably go viral on TikTok as a result of that small snippet.
And I'll make a song out of her, then a dance. And, it's become a meme.
But it reminded me growing up, my dad, and I feel as though he was doing it intentionally by the end, but our Super Nintendo, which we had growing up.
Yeah.
Dad, the first time that he was referring to it, called it a Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Very
Super
good.
And then continued to call it Super Nintendo for our entire childhood. And at no point could he lock on to, it didn't matter how many times we said it. And again, by the end of it, he was just trolling us. But he just could not get Super Nintendo.
I love it.
Super NES, guys. Super Nintendo Entertainment System. NES. NES. Not Super AES.
My dad's had a little social media faux pas as well. I think he was relatively new to Instagram.
Yeah.
And my brother was seeing a lovely lovely lady, and my dad knew her name and had looked her up. And you know, on a on your camera roll on an iPhone, to zoom in, you can either do the pinch and, you know, stretch out to zoom in, or you can double tap on your camera roll and it kind of automatically zooms in for you.
Yeah.
That's a function. But if you double tap on Instagram, what happens?
You like it.
Exactly.
No.
So my brother received a message from this girl one time being like, hey, I don't know what's happening, but your dad keeps liking and unliking, liking and unliking. What's going on? And my brother, we were like, what were you trying to do? He's like, I was just trying to like it. Like, were you trying to zoom in, doing the double tap, double tap? Double tap. You were just liking it. I'm liking
Which is the worst thing you can. If you like it, then they see it. Then you unlike it, then they see you've unliked it. And he's doing it to multiple photos, deep diving on this girl. She'd be like, there's no way to scream psycho. That girl would be like, I don't want to date your brother.
What's going on? Yeah. What's going on?
If you don't have notifications
Rob.
On.
Yeah.
If you like and then unlike, do both of those notifications come up in like the like little heart function on Instagram? Good.
Or does it just disappear completely?
Just disappear?
I'm not sure.
Producer Alex seems
if you like and unlike, you won't get like an unlike notification, but if you get your notifications, are you laughing that I have half a croissant in my mouth?
Yeah,
I
was
late today. I'm trying to multitask. It's part of my job. It's in the criteria.
Is that because you're eating half an hour late this morning?
I don't know what you're talking about. Jace is listening.
13, 10, 60. What'd your parents get wrong? Have some fun. Join us for a Friday.
Jay in West Walls End, what did your parents get wrong?
My wife and I got a 2-year-old little boy, and my mum's been calling baby Bunnings for the past 2 years.
To be fair, the baby Bunting stores are ginormous. Basically a baby Bunnings. I really like
baby
that.
Baby Bunnings. That's brilliant.
Cool. I want to start doing that. Yeah.
Oh. If she went to like the north of London, she'd be all right. Like, oh, baby Bunting.
Bunting.
Kind of sounds like baby Bunnings.
So guys, obviously we're all on the radio together here in this very show.
Keen observation, Ducker.
Thank you. But do you ever find that, like, being on air sometimes spills into your everyday life and you forget you're not on the radio in times of the wild?
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Correct.
Forget I'm on the radio
Correct.
Most times and say things that I go, whoopsie.
Even internally, I remember, like, it sounds like a grim story to start with, but many years ago, I remember getting beaten up by a guy. And
Jesus.
Not in Newcastle. Oh. And I was just like, man, this is going to make great content tomorrow.
As you're getting punched in the face?
Yeah.
Yes! Hit me harder! Okay, that's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Wow. But it can slip in.
It can, yeah. And sometimes when I'm speaking to Morgan, my wife, I'll speak to her like I'm speaking to one of you on the radio sometimes.
Yeah. Do you ever ask her to call in?
I just walk away. Here's Ed Sheeran while I'm laughing. Call 13, 10, 60.
Fade yourself into another room.
But it happened to me at Charlestown Square. Now, not yesterday when we went, but I went Christmas tree shopping with Morgan.
Yeah.
You know, on this show, I don't quite remember how it started, but we always say something, boy.
Yeah. I wonder if the Hit family have noticed.
Like, we just say,
it was raining today and I said, wet boy. And then Jess goes, soggy boy.
Yes.
Yeah. We just do boy a lot.
We just pile on.
On air and off air.
Yeah.
A lot of
on air. And it's a very on air thing. If you say it in public, it's quite weird.
When I say, I mean to each other.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not like to strangers.
Not to strangers.
No.
Well, so where I was at Charlestown Square and I just couldn't help it. I forgot where I was, and this guy who worked there, doing a great job, had a key to the bin, you know, all the little bins around the shopping centre, so he could open, unlock, take the bin bag out and change it. I just looked at him, and I was in a daze, and he has a key to the bin. I just saw this, like, man bending over, opening a bin, and I was like, bin boy!
sorry, out loud. You said that out loud.
Out loud. And Morgan looks at me like, oh my God. And the guy just like, you can tell he's like, did someone just call me bin boy? And he turns around and he looks at me like, what the hell, man? And I was like, I'm so sorry. Thank you for everything you do.
That's so true.
I've got no music to play right now. I can't push any buttons. Goodbye. Just fade.
Oh, wow.
This is not relatable to many people, but it does happen. I remember vividly back in Adelaide, and a mate of mine had opened up. He'd been with this girl for a year, and he was genuinely heartbroken in front of me. He was like on the verge of tears, talking about how she'd texted him and said, I just don't feel it in my waters. I don't think we're meant for each other, and broke up with him via text after a year.
Oh.
And he was just like, and it's just like, you know, I was sure she was the one. And my first reaction, and I said this out loud, was, geez, 131060, wildest way someone's broken up with you.
You can't
take it. Oh my God, it's an occupational hazard doing this job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really bad. Or when people, your friends are talking to you and they start saying stuff, you pull your phone out to write it in. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, yes. I do that all the time. Yeah. Always have it there. Or always not on record. That's illegal. But can you repeat that and get that on record? Yeah. It might be wet. It might be windy. It might be woolly. But
it's beginning to look a lot like
Oh, the boob.
He's defrosted.
He's come out of the cave.
I think he might have another Christmas album coming.
Oh, I hope so.
I think I saw that headline.
He's only got one, amazingly.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
It's got to be the most played album.
I know.
Has to be.
Wow. What? I mean, when you've got this.
I know.
Why would you do any more?
But in all the interviews, it's just like, there's always all these memes about me doing just Christmas stuff. I've only got one Christmas album.
Yeah. You're the voice of Christmas, people.
He is.
It's so nice. But literally, the 26th of November, less than a month till Christmas. And so now we start looking seriously at the logistics, the planning. Mm-hmm. The families are now going, I'll host. But one mum has taken to mum's net to say, am I being unreasonable for wanting to boycott Christmas this year?
Oh, God.
She is saying that her brother-in-law has offered to host.
Oh, nice.
Her brother-in-law is offered to host. And usually you'd think, great, less responsibility. Who wants to host Christmas? Have everyone in your house making a mess. You're in charge of all the crockery and making sure there's enough cutlery and let alone enough ice and drinks. Ugh.
It's also the ultimate power play hosting Christmas, though.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, she reckons this is where her brother-in-law is coming from. Because she's saying, am I being unreasonable for wanting to boycott Christmas this year? I've always hosted in the past, but my brother-in-law put his hand up going, love to host it this year, guys.
Yeah.
Come round to mine. Yeah. However, I will be charging per family for Christmas lunch.
What?
They are saying, look, they've never hosted before and there's a few extra people who are going to be involved in 2021. Doesn't go on to say who in particular. Maybe they've reunited with some cousins and they're going to come round for the first time.
A couple of marriages, maybe some extra children.
Maybe, exactly. But they're saying there's going to be a few extra people than there ever has been. So we think it's only fair that we charge per family. So once we have collated all the food and all the drinks and anything extra for the day, we will be giving a bill to each family. She's saying, I've always hosted and never once asked for any financial contribution. Right. I'll ask for a dessert, maybe someone bring a fruit plate, but for them to literally be handing bills out of the end of Christmas lunch, I think is unacceptable. What do you guys reckon?
I just hope that it's done the other way around, not a bill at the end of the meal. I hope there's security at the door.
Oh.
And I also hope that he's profiting off it as well.
Like, okay, yeah. You know,
yeah, you're charging a bit extra for the admin fees.
Yeah.
You don't want to split even on Christmas.
No. If you're organising, you're charging extra.
Yeah, like outline the costs, the wholesale cost for what it is, but then add the labour on top.
Absolutely.
Make sure.
Your cleaning fee, you know, when you check out of an Airbnb. There's usually a cleaning fee.
Absolutely.
And God forbid you have stained that couch.
You know what,
because you're paying for a new couch.
I don't hate this idea. If I was doing it, I would just go, hey, everyone, can you bring this dish? You bring this dish.
That's what she said. She goes, I'd be happy to bring a whole course if they ask me to. I'll do the Christmas ham, like whatever it may be.
Yeah. I would rather do that. And that's what our family do, just bring stuff and whatever. But at the same time, save everyone from bringing things. If that was me and someone's like, hey, Ducko, you and Morgan come to our Christmas. It's going to be $40 each or something like that. And you don't need to prepare anything. I'd be like, sweet.
When it's only just maybe cash at the door.
I don't want to make my potato bake.
I don't care.
You know what I mean?
But now we've got the issue. She's going, in the next breath, they're going on about how many bottles of champagne they're planning to buy and what brands everyone likes. But don't worry, we're splitting the costs evenly. She goes, I don't even drink. So in these cases, like I know for me personally, my mum puts on a hell of a spread, but I literally eat two things because it's what I like and I just gorge on that.
Right.
I don't want to be chipping in for all the seafood.
Oh, goodness.
I don't like this.
This is the age-old debate when you go out with your friends for the split bill.
Yeah. Exactly.
I had two drinks and I had one entree.
Exactly. I only had one spring roll. You had two.
Yeah.
I ain't paying for your
goodness.
Half spring roll.
All right. Well, what about this then? Maybe they could use, because QR codes are very easy to generate these days, right?
Okay.
Very easy.
Do you make them online?
You can make them online. It's easy. And then it sends to a link, right?
What am I putting QR codes on the prawns?
Yes. So maybe you could start, right? You pay a deposit of X amount.
Yeah.
And then you put QR codes.
Pay your cover charge.
Yeah, you pay your cover charge. And then at the end of the day, you just like scan a prawn, right? And then that goes onto your tally.
Yeah.
You scan the
like
champagne.
Like the sushi tray. line.
The sushi tray. Yes.
Like pay for your plate. Maybe you need coloured plates.
Yeah. Oh.
And then it takes it off what your deposit was and you get the rest back.
Okay.
So if you want to sit there and have Coz lettuce and that's it,
you know,
then you'll get most of your deposit back.
All right. Unless you stay in the couch. I'd treat it like I was in one of those like buffets at a hotel or something. All goes on your room and you order videos and you do whatever you want. You get one, you pay for it at the end. And I'd be like, I'm getting this beer, I'm getting this, I'm doing this. And all of a sudden I'd rack up quite the bill.
Yeah.
But it could be lucrative to host.
It could be lucrative. This could be a money-making thing. Everyone's had a tough time in 2021. We've all tried to find a side hustle. Yeah. Maybe December 25th you find your side hustle.
Mm.
Charging your in-laws and your nearest and dearest.
You'd start inviting everyone.
Literally, your neighbours.
Do you guys want to come, Nick? Bring the kids. Jess, you can bring Angus's family.
Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
These are some situations where we need to ask, don't ya? Or do ya?
Yep, this is where you are the judge, jury, and executioner of what we do on 131060. You've just got to answer a simple question, yes or no. And then the rules are, whatever we decide, that's what we have to do going forward.
Yes, and this is your last chance to get involved in the program, 131060, to win the Call of Fame, $500 at Casey's Toys.
We're asking now on 131060, do you, don't you, keep the gift as a surprise?
How timely, Christmas around the corner.
Correct, because my mother-in-law, dear mother-in-law, a great mother-in-law, but every year for Christmas, she will ask Morgan, my partner, what I want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tell her.
What should I get, Ducko?
Exactly. Well, what does he want? I tell her exactly what I want. Morgan will then tell her exactly what I want. And she doesn't, oh, no, I can't get him that because it needs to be a surprise. And I'm like, well, then why are you asking me what I want if I tell you and you don't get it for me? Is it in that realm that you want to look in?
When she asks Morgan,
is
the implication that Morgan will ask you or is she asking Morgan for inspo?
Maybe she's sussing out with Morgan. I spoke to Ducko, he wants this. And she's like, no.
But as soon as she admits, no, I've actually asked the man himself, she goes, oh, no, I didn't want that.
And she refuses to give cash, which I get. She refuses to do vouchers. Doesn't like vouchers. It's not personal enough.
It
has to be a gift. But I've got to love the gift. But I can't pick the exact gift, but it's going to, like, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
So all the previous years where she's had this method, has she nailed the gift, albeit maybe not exactly what you asked for?
Oh, I can't really remember the previous Christmas gift.
So that's a no, because if it was that good, you would absolutely be going, she's great.
Yeah. I mean, one year, this was my very first year of dating Morgan. Morgan's parents got me an iPhone charger because they kept thinking I was stealing theirs from the house.
Sorry, just the charger.
It was a bit of a joke present. Just the charger. Yeah.
That's pretty classic.
Did you not
have a charger?
No, I did. The problem was they thought I had too many. So, like, stop stealing ours. So we're going to buy you one. It was a joke. It was a joke present.
Okay.
But obviously, I didn't ask for that.
No.
Yeah. It was very much a surprise.
So are you a do you or a don't you for keeping the gift a surprise?
I'm a don't you. If you ask someone and they tell you, like, I've got my sister's cigarettes and whatever, like, what do you want? You tell me, I'll get it. The whole idea for Christmas for me is you get the gifts for people that they don't want to buy themselves.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yes, I love that. I love that. I'm a massive don't you. I don't think that comes as a shock to anyone.
No.
I don't care for surprises. I want to tell you exactly what you want. I'm going to send you the link. I'm going to tell you my size. Just buy the thing I've requested and vice versa. I hate waste. I hate junk. I'd rather you tell me and I spend that and get you that and then know you use it as opposed to you going, oh, thanks so much, and it ending up in your cupboard.
Yeah, you're so much a don't you that you famously had a 7-year-old's gift underneath the tree.
You may have been 6 at the time, young scout.
With drawings on it. And then you unwrapped the present, accidentally tore the paper and then had to redo the drawings to rewrap it.
It was a large box. I wanted to see what Scout had gotten me.
That's psychotic.
It's not going to change.
It was an air fryer. But also, if you don't know, is there anything worse than someone giving you a gift and you give them at the same time and you open and you clearly have had different budgets in mind? So your gift maybe is the joke gift.
It's the
charger, and then they've given you something really sentimental
or really
expensive or this beautiful weekend away. You're going, this is so
don't open mine. There's more to come.
This was the half of your present. The rest is the post.
Yeah.
It's been delayed. I'll get you that.
I've just sent you an email. This voucher was bought at 8:15 on Friday morning. I'm a massive do ya. I love surprises. Absolutely love surprises. To the point where I'll just try and suss out, like try and vibe, particularly what Georgette, my wife, wants. And she has
manifest.
Yeah, and she has said the phrase, I love how hard you try.
Right.
But I reckon you're about 50-50 for getting me things that I actually want.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good.
So 131060. Do you, don't you, keep the gift as a surprise. Remember, whatever you decide here, we have to do.
That's right. So you're going to have to get Robin involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my mother-in-law. We'll do it after Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. It's at 106.9.
Michelle's in Head and Greeter. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Do you, don't you, keep the gift a surprise.
Don't
shout. Don't shout. Good girl. Okay. That's correct.
Very good.
Why not, Michelle?
Oh, never we've mind. Lost Michelle.
Derek,
let's
oh,
go
no.
to Derek.
Maybe we'll surprise her with a new
Derek!
Phone.
Do you, how don't you, keep the gift a surprise, brother?
I'm a bad doer.
Oh, bad doer. Why are you a bad doer, Derek?
Oh, I like to enjoy the surprise as well beforehand. So we usually get it out a bit early and start playing when Mum's not looking.
Okay. So never asking anyone what they want. You don't tell anyone. Just happy to take what you're given.
That's right.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's it. Bella's in Shortland, 13 10 60. Bella, do you, don't you, keep the gift as a surprise?
I'm a do ya and a don't ya.
Oh, okay, well, that's not how this segment works.
Hang on, Bella.
Nah,
why? Are we just accepting everything now?
So I always ask everybody what they want for Christmas, and so I'll get them that, but then I also get a second present as a surprise. So it helps. It makes me feel good that I've surprised them, but I've also gotten something that they want.
Okay.
So you got one in the bank, they're happy, but then you've also got the surprise in
little
case they
tester.
Like it.
Oh,
yeah, see, that's
so they
good.
Might be double happy or they might be half happy. So
double
way,
happy or half happy. Love that.
A lot of thought goes into it.
It's what Christmas is all about.
Isn't it just?
Rationing the happiness.
Yeah.
Cheyenne in Stroud, hi.
Hi.
Is your dad Mick the Butcher?
Yes.
The famous butcher in Stroud.
Good morning, Mick. How's your dad's shoulder? We heard he'd injured himself.
Yeah, dislocated it.
It's sore.
Yeah. It's sore.
I feel his pain. Tell him I feel his pain.
Yeah, you give him our best. Yeah. But you got to answer this question, Cheyenne. Do you or don't you keep the gifts a surprise? We're talking maybe Christmas presents.
I don't, but now I do. Because I remember that I was going to buy a Christmas present for my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her what I got because I couldn't wait. And I was so excited for what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And she got cross at me for telling her
for ruining the surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it was my little sister, she would have been happy that I told her.
Yeah.
Because she's a big don't-share as well.
Yeah, okay. With different members of the family.
I see.
My wife, Georgette, who bought me a shirt for Christmas this year, gave it to me yesterday and said, you should wear this out tonight.
Wait, it's meant to be your 2021 Christmas present?
Yeah.
Very good.
She gave it to me yesterday and said, you should wear this out tonight for our date night last night.
She's like, you have nothing else.
So she's a don't-share, obviously.
She's a massive don't-share. And then she's just going to wrap it back up after I've worn it.
Well, I don't quite... So good.
Yes.
Well, I don't quite know where we are because people are doing whatever they want today. Yeah.
We're switching. We're swapping.
So actually, in Maitland, I'm just going to say it all comes down to you. Do you, don't you, keep the gift as a surprise?
Morning, guys. I am a massive do-ya.
Hey! Ooh, you do-ya.
Damn it. No, Ash.
Yes, Ash.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's
Let's be honest, it's the most exciting part of Christmas.
Yes, absolutely.
What is the most exciting part is potentially getting something you'll never use, never wear, don't even want. How is that the most exciting part? Feigning happiness for your family.
No, I think it's a really good test. Yeah. I mean, you know, if they get you something you like, I mean, I guess they know you pretty well. But at the same time, like, I ask what they want for Christmas, obviously, but then I just don't get them that.
Oh my god, so you're like Ducko's mother-in-law?
Yeah, why?
Asking and then
why do that? That's very
because
annoying.
They're expecting like what you've told them, and then you sort of get to go,
Ashley, how is that a good part of Christmas?
I love your energy, Ashley.
I got you good.
Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.